This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah ala ilmihi ba'da ilmihi wa ala afwihi ba'da qudratihi. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we are aware that last week there was this heinous and foolish act in Sweden of the burning of the Holy Quran. We are also coming to the month of the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. It was the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. And I thought it appropriate that today we will speak about the sanctity and the honor of the Holy Quran. And in reality, my dear respected brothers, those people who take up this particular burning of the Quran, perhaps we shouldn't give them much attention. They want their few minutes of fame, which they get through the means of the media, and maybe we shouldn't add to that. We shouldn't give them more oxygen. The fact of the matter is, they will never ever be able to dent the beauty and the honor and the sanctity of the Holy Quran. Yes, we need to work on that particular front diplomatically from the Muslim governments. They are supposed to do whatever they need to do. Whether they do it or not is a different matter. But from our perspective, it makes no difference to our respect and honor to the Holy Quran. This is a reality. Quran al-Karim, کو جلانے کو جو واقعہ ہوا ہے سویڈن میں، اور رمضان کی آمد کے بارے میں جو قریب ہے، اس لیے سوچا کہ قرآن کریم کی عظمت کے اوپر آج بیان ہو جائے. My dear respected brothers, the Quran is the kalam of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the speech of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is unsurpassed in every one of its aspects, not only in the grandeur of its words, in its literary style, in the beauty of its presentation, but even in its substance and its message. Quran se barkar koi kitab nahi. Ye Allah Taala ke kalam hai. Ye Allah Subhanahu wa Taala ke kalam ke sath Allah Subhanahu wa Taala humse kam hum kalam hi karte hain. This is a speech of Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. There is no other kitab that has had an impact upon human history the way the Quran has. I'm not talking about Islamic history. I'm talking about human history. No kitab, no book has been so effective and has had such a radical impact upon humanity the way the Quran has had an impact upon humanity. It has transformed people's lives. It has changed people's ways. It has been an inspiration and a motivation for millions of people from the time of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the time it was revealed till the day of Qiyamah, it will continue inspiring and motivating. Aisa koi kitab, koi kalam aisa nahi jo insaniyat ke upar itna ba asar raha ho jaise Quran-e-Majeed. It is comes from our Creator. Because it comes from our Creator, He knows us. Ye Allah Taala ki taraf se hai jo hamare banane wala hai. Because it comes from Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, it speaks about our weakness. It speaks about our strengths. It speaks about the beauty of human. You know, it makes mention, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. It speaks about our strength. یہ انسانیت کے بارے میں نے کہا کہ یہ سب سے بڑھ کر مخلوق ہے، اللہ تعالیٰ کے سب سے اشرف المخلوقات ہے. قرآن نے بیان فرمایا، قرآن has made mention that we as human beings are the crown of the creation of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No other creation is greater than human beings. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We have given respect and dignity to human beings. ہم نے انسان کو مکرم بنایا. Then afterwards, it makes mention with regard to our weakness. ہمارے کمزوریوں کو بھی قرآن نے بتایا, کیونکہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے ہے, ہمارے بنانے والے کی طرف سے, جو کمزوری بتاتے ہیں وہ صحیح بتاتے ہیں. He makes mention of our weakness in a correct manner. What does he say with regard to insan? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Human being is very na shukar to Allah Ta'ala. Human being, Allah Ta'ala ki bahut na shukri karta hai. Allah Ta'ala makes mention, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Human being is ungrateful to Almighty Allah. How much do we see this? We see it every day because the Quran, our creator, Allah has made mention of it. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. We have made human being weak. How many times we succumb to our temptation, despite the fact that we are not supposed to succumb to our temptation. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Allah Ta'ala says, we have made you hasty. Kitne jalbaz hai? Allah Ta'ala ne farmaya ki insan jalbaz hai. How hasty we are. We are running towards, and we are making decisions based on haste. Then afterwards we regret. Kitne martaba wo jamiyat ki darul ifta mein aata hai, how many people come and said, humne teen talaq di hai, we have given 3 talaqs in haste. Fir jo hai wo baad mein pashtata hai. And of course we all know the fatwa with regard to it. Why did you do it? Bhai mere kaabu mein nahi tha, maine jalbazi se kaam kiya. So Allah Ta'ala makes mention of our weakness not because we must succumb to our weakness. Allah Ta'ala makes mention of our weakness so that we must stay away from those weakness. So this is the Quran, my dear respected brothers. The Quran makes mention of its, you know, it tells us about its own introduction. It introduces itself. جو ہے وہ کتاب جو ہے نا وہ بعد ایسے کتاب ہے اس کا جو ہے نا وہ مضمون اس کو جو ہے نا وہ وی ہیو ٹو گیو این انٹروڈکشن آف اٹ. اس کو جو ہے نا ہم پہلے بیان کرتے یہ اس کتاب کی یہ اس نوعیت کا ہے, یہ کتاب کے مصنف یہ ہے. قرآن خود اپنے جو ہے نا وہ تذکرہ فرماتے ہیں. آس آف دا ہولی قرآن, آپ کہاں سے آئے, ہو سینٹ یو, تنزیل من حکیم حمید. آئی کیم فرام دا ون ہو از فل آف پریز, ہو از فل آف وزڈم. تنزیل من الرحمن الرحیم. آئی ہیو بین سینٹ فرام رحمان فرام رحیم. Where were you before you came into this world? Where were you? بل هو قرآن مجید في لوح محفوظ. I was in the protected tablets in Jannah before I came. اچھا آپ وہاں پہ تھا قرآن اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے آیا, آپ زمین پر کیسے آئے؟ How did you come upon this world? نزل به الروح الأمين. I came through روح أمين. روح أمين کون تھا؟ Who is he? Was he reliable? Allah Ta'ala says, muta'in thumma shadeed. He was obedient to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is full of power. He is obedient. So when Allah Ta'ala gave him the responsibility, he will be obedient. He will bring Allah Ta'ala's kalam and he will bring Allah Ta'ala's amanat upon the right person. And no one can take it away from him. He is very powerful. No one can take it away from him. So it came through nazala bihi ar-ruhul amin. Who did you come to in this world? نزل على محمد. I came upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On which part of the body of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did you come? على قلبك. I came upon the heart of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why did you come? آپ کیوں آئے ہیں؟ آنے کا مقصد کیا تھا؟ كتاب انزلناه اليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات الى النور. I came to take people away from ignorance and from darkness to light. From the darkness of disbelief and kufr to the light of Islam. I came to take them away from the darkness of superstition to the light of conviction. I came to take them away from the darkness of ignorance into the light of knowledge. I came to take them away from the darkness of transgression and guna and sin to bring them to the light of obedience and ita'at of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where did you come? شهر رمضان الذي انزل فيه القران. Which night did you come? إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. The night in which it came, it is the most superior night of the entire year. The month in which it came is the most superior month of the entire year. And the ummah upon whom it came, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. It is the best ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Yeh hai Quran, my dear respected brothers. I can go on making mention of the beauty of the Holy Quran. It is absolutely amazing with regard to making mention of the Holy Quran. You see, the first audience of the Holy Quran were the Arabs. They were very meticulous in the choice of their words, very specific in their speech. They adored oratory and effective communication. Eloquence was their forte. Composing poetry was their passion. They vied with one another. They competed with one another in eloquence. وہ اتنے جو ہے نا ماہر تھے اپنے زبان پر, تو وہ کہتے تھے کہ صرف اہل زبان تو صرف ہم ہی ہیں, باقی جو عرب نہیں ہے وہ تو عجمی ہے, ان کو بات کرنے کا سلیقہ بھی نہیں آتا. دے آر ڈم, دے ڈونٹ ایون نو ہاؤ ٹو اسپیک. دیز آر دا پیپل. اینڈ یو نو وین دا قرآن واز ریسائٹڈ ٹو دیم دے ور اسٹاؤنڈڈ. طفیل بن عمر الدوسی, ہی واز فرام دا ٹرائب آف دوس, دے کیم فرام تہامہ, فرام دا ریجن آف تہامہ. Makkah ayah, he used to be a very influential person and very well known. The people of Makkah told him, bhai, you don't listen to Muhammad. Aap agar unke sunoge to jab aap gumrah ho jaoge, you will become upon the wrong path, you will become misled. So he said, I came to Makkah, I put cotton wool in my ears that people, I must not listen to Muhammad, I must not listen to the Quran. So while I was making tawaf, I saw Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting the Quran. Then I said to myself, Ya Allah, I'm an intelligent person. میں تو شاعر آدمی ہوں, مجھے حق اور باطل میں تمیز میں کر سکتا ہوں. I can be able to discern between right and wrong. He told me not to listen. What is wrong? Let me go and listen. So he said, I went to go to Nabi Karim صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. I told him, the people said, I must not listen to you. What are you preaching? What are you speaking? What is your message? So Nabi Karim صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, according to the books of history, read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِالْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. He was finished. He read, we read this every day, it doesn't make impact upon us. He heard it once, he became a Muslim. He heard it once, he became a Muslim. He went to his family. He told his father, I got no ta'alluq with you from now onwards. I got no ta'alluq with you from now. He said, why? I have changed my religion. Father said, your religion is my religion. آپ کا جو دین ہے میرا دین. Then he went to his wife, stay away from me. Why? I have changed my religion. She said, your religion is my religion. So he could take a ghusl. And he said, but don't take a ghusl for the water that has been dedicated to the idols. Take clean water. She made a ghusl, she became a Muslim. Listening to few ayats of the Holy Quran. So this particular Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi, he became a Muslim. He invited his tribe. I'm making mention of it because it is part of my research for tomorrow's Sirat Jalsa. So I'll make mention of it more in detail. But inshallah, this was what. And then he brought Abu Huraira to become a Muslim, who became the greatest contributor to transmitting the hadith of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person who didn't want to hear the Quran, heard the Quran once, and he became a Muslim. This is the Quran, my dear respected brothers. Therefore, they say, don't read the Quran. That's why they burn the Quran. They frighten for the Quran. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. The kuffar, they tell unto the people, don't listen to the Quran. And when the Muslims used to recite the Quran, they used to make noise. تَاكَ لَوْغْ نَا سُنْ سَكَ. Wallahi, this is the sign of their weakness. They don't have an academic response to the Quran, therefore they come up with these things. Can you imagine? I always say, ye hamare wahm o gumaan mein bhi nahi hai. We don't even come into our mind that they burn our Quran, let us go and burn the Bible. Not one Muslim ever thinks like that. Just can you imagine? They say Muslims are intolerant. They say Musalman jo hai na wo terrorist hai aur ye hai aur wo hai. کبھی ہم نے ایسے کوئی مسلمان کے ذہن میں بھی نہیں آتا کہ انہوں نے قرآن کو جلایا تاکہ چلو ہم جا کر جو ہے نا ان کے بائبل کو جلا دیں. کبھی ہم نے کیا ہم وہ گمان گمان میں بھی نہیں. وی ڈونٹ ایون تھنک اباؤٹ اٹ. اٹ شوز دا کانفیڈنس ان آور ایمان. دے کین ٹیک اٹ. دیٹس وائی دے ڈو آل دیز تھنگس. اینڈ مور پیپل آر کمنگ ٹو سی دا ٹروتھ آف اٹ. اونلی اف اونلی وی کین انڈرسٹینڈ اٹ اینڈ شو اٹ ٹو پیپل. And we can advise the people with regard to the beauty of the Holy Quran. Look at what the Quran makes mention of. It throws, you know, a variety of sciences. It tells us about the history of nations. It's not a book of history. It throws light on a variety of sciences. It is not science. It is not poetry despite its beautiful and captivating charm. What it is a hidayat of Almighty Allah. It tells us about astronomy. It says, Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawati wa min al-ardi mithlahun. Allah Ta'ala created seven heavens and seven earth. How Allah Ta'ala did it, Allah knows. It tells us about the earth. Alladhi ja'ala lakum al-ardha mahda. It has made the earth into a flat terrain. Although the earth is round, Allah has made it flat. We don't realize it's round. Otherwise, as it is, people are going in circles, they will go more in circles. Aajkal jo na itne log confuse hain, aur zyada confuse ho jayenge. But Allah Ta'ala doesn't make it so. Alladhi ja'ala lakum al-ardha firasha. Allah has made it into a firash. Look at how beautifully Allah Ta'ala makes mention with regard to it. وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَرٌ بِيدٌ وَحُمُرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا وَغَرَابِيبُ سُودٌ. Amongst the mountains, you will find red color mountains. You will find, you know, black color mountains. You will find mountains that are covered in snow, become white. The Qudrat of Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. أَفَرَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Don't you see the water that you drink? Kya aap nahi dekhte ho jo pani aap pite ho? أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ. کیا آپ نے اس کو اتارا ہے آسمان سے؟ یا اللہ تعالیٰ نے اتارا ہے؟ Did you bring it down from the heavens? Did Allah Ta'ala bring it down from the heavens? Subhanallah. Brother, say Subhanallah. This is the beauty of Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It debates and challenges us. People who say there are more lords than one. Allah Ta'ala says, لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا عَلِيَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَفَسَدَتَا. If there were more than one Allah, there would have been corruption on the earth. ایک خدا کہتے ہیں یہ ہونا چاہیے، دوسرا خدا کہتے ہیں یہ ہونا چاہیے. اللہ نے کہا کہ اگر زیادہ خدا ہوتے تو ایسے ہی ہوتا. اللہ سے نو نو. ایک حضرت یوسف علیہ السلام نے اپنے ساتھی کو کہا، he told his in a prison jail میں کیا کہا، یا صاحب السجن، او مائی کمپینین آف دا جیل آف مائی پرزن، ارباب متفرقون خیر ام اللہ الواحد القہار. از مینی اللہز بیٹر اور از ون اللہ بیٹر؟ Is one great powerful Allah better? Allah makes mention of that. Look at the beauty of the Quran. It speaks about so many different things. Ya Allah, I don't know how go on to make mention with regard to it. It tells us about the honeybee. There is a whole surah in the Quran upon the honeybee. Scientists today tell us to make 1 pound of honey. To make 1 pound of honey, the bee has to travel 88,000 kilometers. And to suck the nectar of 2 million flowers before it makes 1 pound of honey. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. We inspired the bee to make honey. We told it where to make its house. We told it where to go, how to go in the earth. And after doing all of this, it gives you honey. شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُ وَفِي شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. Look at the beauty of the Holy Quran with regard to its guidance. It tells us about things that are so important. It tells us, لَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. It tells us about things that are so day-to-day, routine. It tells us about, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. أَكَرْكَرْ زَمِينَ پَرْ مَتْ چَلُو. Don't walk on the earth with arrogance. إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِكَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالِ. You can't split over, open the earth. You can't reach the mountaintops. What are you walking on with pride? Walking with a swagger here. What are you going to come and do? Are you going to split the earth? Are you going to reach the mountaintops? Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah Ta'ala, وَلَا تُسَعِّرْ خَدَّقَ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't look down upon people. Don't regard yourself superior to people. Don't talk loudly with people. Don't scream at people. إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. If speaking loudly was a virtue, the greatest amount of noise is made by the braying of the ass and the donkey. That is absolutely no virtue. So brothers, let us keep our ta'alluq with the Holy Quran. Very in various ways, read the Holy Quran. For every letter, you get one reward. Ulama and the people have written that it's not a word, a letter. Not every word you get 10 rewards. Every letter you get 10 rewards. There are 87,530 words in the Holy Quran. Yaad rakho, 87,530 words in the Holy Quran. It's not that plus 10. There are 324 letters in the Holy Quran. 325,000 letters. So if you read the Holy Quran one time, 325,384 multiplied by 10. Now that's how much reward you get to make one khatam of the Holy Quran. This is my brother. Read the Holy Quran, listen to the Holy Quran, understand it in the proper context, interact with it, come closer towards it, let it have an impact upon you. This is the way we are supposed. Umar one day was going past the masjid. He heard someone reading, Inna Adhab Rabbika Lawa. The Adhab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come upon the people who do evil. Umar radiallahu ta'ala for 1 month became sick. One day someone came and brought Umar radiallahu ta'ala, someone came, an ignorant person came in the gathering of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So he started criticizing Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He started shouting Umar. Can you imagine someone shouting Umar? And he started saying, Umar, you are not just, you are not like this. So the person who brought that person became, you know, very ashamed. So he saw Umar getting up. Umar now was getting up to go towards this person. So now he's saying, I'm going to be embarrassed. I brought this person. He told me, I got some work with Umar. Take me to Umar. So he brought him to Umar. And then he started speaking these inappropriate things. So he said, when I saw Umar getting up, I started feeling ashamed. Ya Allah, what is going to happen to me? I brought the person. This is going to end up into something of an embarrassment. He said, I read the ayat, Khudil afwa, wa'amur bil urf, wa'arid anil jahilihin. Be kind to people. Tolerate the ignorance. Be forgiving. Don't what the people who are ignorant tell you, don't take it to heart. He said, Umar was in Jalal. Umar was angry. He heard the Quran and one ayat, he sat down. And you know what the word says? Kana waqafan inda kitabillah. He was someone who submitted to the kitab of Allah. Brothers, this is our iman with regard to the Quran. That particular burning of the Quran won't, inshallah, won't make one iota of difference to us. Will it make a difference? Say no, inshallah. We will remain more firm upon the Quran. In our weakness, we haven't shown the people the beauty of the Quran. Let us take it upon ourselves that we will show people the beauty of the Holy Quran. Once tasted, impossible to reject. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.